Victoria, first up, if you could explain what you're doing here, here at Nick Skelton's yard.
So, I've been given a lovely opportunity, a very, very incredible opportunity to get some lessons off Nick Skelton in the company of Sir Anthony McCoy and Frankie Dettori here, in preparation for our show jumping at Olympia, in aid of the Injured Jockeys Fund. So I'm going to be on the Jump Jockeys team. I'm very honoured that they'd asked me to be part of it. And Frankie obviously will be captain of the Flat Jockeys team, and we'll be head-to-head at Olympia on the Friday the 16th of December.
Now, you've had your lesson.
Yes.
On a glorious winter's day, and you've had lots of lessons. How much fun was it, and what did you learn?
Well, I mean, it's such, it's a stunning day, isn't it? I can't think of anything I'd rather be doing than riding a horse and getting some tuition from, you know, such a world-class athlete as Nick Skelton. I mean, you don't get much better than lessons off gold Olympic medalists, do you, really? So, just so much fun. And he's getting to know a new horse. Obviously, you have to sort of understand how they approach the fence and what signals to give them. And he's been giving me some tips on just creating a bit more contact, because the style is so different from race riding. So very, very different with these horses. They're used to different kind of instructions, different signals to them. They've got more of a gas pedal and an accelerator, you know, a brake and an accelerator, whereas race horses, you're only about the brakes. That's all you've got. So there's a lot more control going on and a lot more kind of fine detail to the skill.
Did you find it difficult? I mean,
suddenly. Oh yeah, I mean yeah. This is a completely different discipline of horse riding. The way you sit, you know, everything. The way you move with the horse is very different. I mean, for a start with, I'm not used to my bum having this much contact with the saddle, because usually you're stood up in the stirrup. So, it's completely different. But any opportunity to learn anything new about horses, and I'm definitely in.
When you go back to race riding, what will you have learned from this and think, oh, I can put that to good use?
I think it'll take time to process them. I guess it's all about just pace, judgment, really, I think, and useful, just giving the horse enough time to anticipate the jump and being in the right body, in the right sort of position on the horse.
Now, Olympia is a very compact arena.
Yes.
There will be 8,000 people there. It'll be noisy. It might feel like a velodrome.
Yeah, it's going to be an incredible opportunity to actually... Everyone's told me you must go to Olympia because it's the most fantastic show, and it's near Christmas, and, you know, it's really well kind of attended, and there's so many different things there to look at. They were like, you must go. If you like horses, you will love Olympia. So I was really keen to go anyway, but then to be asked to actually perform in the arena, well, I mean, you didn't think there's many things that could top the experiences that I've had in the last sort of 18 months, but that's just icing on the cake. So jumping at Olympia, that's another one on the list.
Well, you did the Cheltenham Festival in March, ending the year at Olympia. Not a bad way to spend your life.
No, absolutely not. And I love working with the horses so much that it's a dream come true, really.